Right.
Bonjour now.
This is talking shit with Boz and Benz, but this time we are a bit fucking pissed.
Volume 3.
So God knows what's going to happen now. Me and Benji sitting here. It's Thursday evening.
Thursday evening.
We've had a few beers, have we?
Yeah. I just got to say to the viewers, I do.
Viewers? Well, no one's viewing, is he?
The listeners.
The listeners.
Well, they might be looking at the phone while they're listening, so...
No, I don't think so.
Viewing and listening. Listening.
Like listeners.
Listeners.
Benji's listeners.
Yeah, so... But, like I said, warning. Not for the swearing and shit. For my mumbling.
Yeah, because Benji has a... Fucking hell. Good words, mate. When Benji's had a drink, you can't understand what he says.
And when I talk normal... You still can't understand.
You can't understand, would you?
So, anyway, I'd like to fire things off. While we're talking about ghosts.
Ghosts, that was.
Look, I spell it G-H-O-S-T.
Right. Because, obviously, the first thing I'm going to say is because the building we're in, right, and the experiences I've had here and heard and seen here, this building. Between the people who used to work here before, the old management and the old staff and that, we used to say and believe there was a ghost here called Fred. No, it's true, man. The gaffer before me, the gaffer before him, she actually claimed that she went into the cellar once and she saw a bloke in denim top with a ponytail standing in the cellar.
Patrick Swayze.
Fucking a 1980s ghost. No, but I don't know how true that is, and obviously you can only go off what other people had. This room we're actually sitting in there, the previous gaffer, this used to be his flat, and he said he used to hear things in the kitchen, which is right next door to us. Me personally, since I've been here, I've seen flickering lights, other noises, I mean, fucking stupid noises, hand dryers going off. Did you there work here? Did you run that, we was going to have a paranormal team come in?
I have heard of it. And I didn't know about that situation. But, if I was a ghost, I would do crazy shit.
Shut the window. Interrupted you by fucking Tony Hawk's fucking Pro Skater 3. Just bend your reaching for the window. And he's got for the listeners, Benji's now attempting to stand on a chair. So shut the fucking lock.
And also for the listeners.
Listeners?
Listeners.
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 Wilson's full of fucking Durangos.
It always has been.
Anyway, go back to my local scenario. What I was saying. If I was a ghost, I'd do some crazy shit, man. I wouldn't set a fucking Andrews. I'd be like...
Why am I no ghost of dinosaurs?
Exactly, you know what I mean? T-Rex. A small arm trying to fill your fucking back and stuff.
Mind you, I don't think Britain was fucking known for having fucking dinosaurs. I mean, Britain obviously weren't Britain at the time. It was all joined together and that.
We've got a British bulldog.
British bulldog? We've
got a British T-Rex or something.
It's bulldog. Right, I believe there's fucking like a plane that you go across and you don't actually go into like a fucking the same world, but it's fucking you're a ghost and you go, no one can see me.
Like a dimension.
I reckon it's like a dimension and like we are possibly seen as ghosts in their dimension, maybe.
It could be. But people will say, there's a ghost in the stairs, when it was 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a ghost walk up in the stairs. And at what point does someone go, hey, you're dead now. I'm going to appoint you to haunt the stairs. That's all so
long. But these people believe, though, spirits believe that ghosts who do that sort of thing, it's because they're reenacting things that happen in their life. It's how like they just come back just to walk up and down fucking stairs all day. It's how Mr. Motivator. I mean,
exactly. So, at what point in life did the thing walk up downstairs?
Well, maybe it's just a building they're in. The things that they're doing.
This was all visions. I don't sound like a pervert, but I would be haunting the fucking women's share room or some shit.
Yeah, but what about you can't see? That's what I'm saying. If you're on a different plane, you can't see what's going on in this plane. So, you know what I mean?
I suppose that's true.
So you can say, yeah, I want to go in the women's bathroom, but fucking, if you can't see what's going on there, because it's just a different room in a different dimension.
Where are your hand dryers coming on?
Maybe just people walking past them, or fucking signs or whatever.
Or a piece of.
Yeah, drawing lines off a piece.
Ghost piece.
Ghost piece, yeah. So there's all shit all over the fucking toilets in them. And
more ghost shits.
Ghost shits.
One my hand straight from my body.
I think I'd have to. I'd want to come back and visit. But I wouldn't just come back and just do nothing. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Or just come back and just go. Fucking turn the light off.
I'd be a bastard. I'd be like the reverse of Casper the Friendly Ghost. I'd be Benjamin.
What the fucking reverse of Casper the Friendly Ghost? Was it fucking three other fucking ghosts, were they? Stretch, Fatso, and fucking Stinky. That was the opposite of Casper. That was your fucking point of Casper the fucking Friendly Ghost.
I'd be all three of them except for Stinky, you know what I mean?
What, you will be Bill? What?
I'll be all three of them except for Stinky. I'll be like Fatso.
Right, here's the first example after 6.5 minutes where you can't understand what Benji said, because I couldn't understand it then. So what did you say?
I'll be all three of them except for Stinky.
You'll be all three of them except for Stinky?
Yeah, I'll be like Unfriendly, Casper.
But you're Stinky now.
Beautifully Stinky.
Beautifully Stinky.
Beautifully Stinky. Angrio. Stretchy and fatty out.
But look, ghosts aren't buildings. I mean, this building where they are, this was never like living quarters. It was built for work reasons, offices and shit.
True that.
So, would you go back to place your fucking work? You know what I mean? It's like us. Would you go back and fucking haunt the resort in the fucking, be fair?
To be fair, I would.
Yeah.
Naturally. I would.
Walking around and seeing all the dockies moving fucking staplers.
But, where the animal goes? If I was an animal, I'd be more anchored than humans. I'd be like, yo, feed me fucking pedal, you come every day. I'm gonna fucking fuck your life up, man. I'm gonna say it.
Feed me pedigree chum every day, exactly. I'm gonna fuck your life.
I don't know, like beef and rabbit or whatever you mean.
What are you on about animals for?
Because I should be ghosts too, really, I mean.
You wouldn't be an animal, would you?
No, I'm saying, if we've got ghosts, we've got animal ghosts, could be a fucking, could be like a giraffe in the fucking bathroom, checking the fucking heaters and stuff.
Fucking giraffe in the bathroom.
You never know, like, goldfish.
I don't think there's fucking ghosts of goldfish.
You fed me too much. Come breathe in the water.
I don't know, it's a fucking mad subject, are you?
This man.
Because you're fucking...
Fair. I ain't gonna lie. Please don't arrest me. Anyone listen? I did murder my goldfish by accident. I fed too much fucking food.
To be fair, though, I had a hamster when I had my first flat, and I left him in the fucking flat when I moved out.
With pirates and stuff.
He was a fucking horrible little bastard, he was. I mean, that's no excuse, like. Fucking, he's like fucking. End up sitting on top of the cage. And like, how the fuck's he got the cage? The doors are shut, like, and
that. Pimping and shit, look.
Pimping?
Look at me, huh? I can do what I want. I can do what I want,
but yeah, that's why I left him there to dogs. Yeah. Pimping hamster.
You think you're so good, look after yourself, you little bastard.
Yeah, tried it on me.
Tried it on me, yeah.
Not sexually.
But it's not fucking Kevin the Gerbil.
Kicking off.
Hamster love. Cheese and hands.
Fucking hated that hamster. He's a fucking prick, to be fair.
To be fair, I hate hamsters now. My sister had one and he bit me.
I don't know what possessed me to buy one at the time. I think maybe it's because I was young and I never had a pet. I got my first place and I thought, oh, I'm going to get a pet now. hamster.
Massive head. Rottweilers, man.
You had Rottweilers?
Rottweilers, man. First one was called Petra.
Petrol?
Petra.
Petra?
You're from the Thundercats, though.
When did you have Rottweilers?
Well, I remember Rottweilers. I had two. You didn't say the one, like.
She died. I saw none of them.
My Jewish is the one. Proper big bastard, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could look over the wall and everything, and it's proper beast.
Over the wall?
Well, my mum's there, it's that big massive wall. Could look over
it. That wall's like fucking 9 foot.
Could look over it, man. Massive.
What fucking dogs have you got? They're fucking Hagrid.
Well, it's a car far station, man. It's massive. It is. But then they babbled up the mum. It's horrible.
Fucking hell, man. Benji Hagrid fucking boys.
He is a beast, though. Well, the first one's called Petra from Thundercats. One picture from the front of the case.
Yeah.
Mm. I ended up for that, like.
Fuck yeah. Well, you fucking said something about fucking getting hard ons on Buster's bench.
Yeah, it's a fair. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to go down this road. But. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Did you. What do you mean? Every time he was on a bus, you got an hard on?
I'm sitting there, like, fucking. I'm like.
Stupid.
Yeah, the bus is going along. You mind the sponges? Yeah. You think you might pump them? And then my stomach come out like, shit. Gotta get up. And then, like, you know.
And that happened every time you was on the bus?
Yeah, loads though. Loads of times. I'd be like, fuck yeah.
So how old is you at this point, Mike?
I was an adult. Each. But. I don't know.
So what about these, when there's like school kids down there? You used to get hard on
them? No. I mean.
The old ones going to get the shopping and you used to sit there and get hard on.
It has happened when the bus been full of stuff, you know what I mean?
What the fuck? That's fucked up, that is.
I just wondered, I was thinking about, fuck this stuff, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh shit, I've got to get the bus in. I have to like fucking tuck it under my belt. Sometimes they would have time, so I have to get up and be like poking out, like, you know.
Did you ever bust one out on the bus, Benz?
Nah, man.
I bet you did there.
But the one time I really needed a piss bad, I had a McDonald's. I thought, fuck it out, that's pissing. This is not the McDonald's bag.
You're a fucking dirty bus pervert, are you? Getting hard on to the buses and pissing in McDonald's bags.
And I realised I was baby, just went straight through the
bag. Oh, fucking hell.
And I just got up and moved seats.
You're one of these fucking horrible criminals, are you? That don't grow much in there.
It's miles away from the bus stop, it's late at night, what am I going to do, man? I'm going to walk back from Birmingham.
Hold your peace, man, till you get into a reasonable situation.
I was on the bus all day, though, from work, I mean, it was a long journey. But the thing is, they had me back.
Fucking hell.
No, I got robbed on the bus as well, so it's like swings and roundabouts, eh? You know what I mean?
Maybe that's where you got an hard on, because there's blokes trying to fucking steal stuff off you, and you got a fucking hard on, right?
I was fucking half of you, like, thinking, man, you know what I mean? I have to laugh about it there, right? You know what I mean?
That's fucking horrible.
Fuck off.
That is horrible.
You never got awkward, fucking.
Not on the, like, every time I go on the bus, and I'm pissing back down.
Obviously, it's right. You know, I've got, like, an excited in an awkward scenario. Come on, it's all right.
No.
Fuck off, I don't
know. No, fucking, I've got to think of a situation I've ever been in where I've done that. All pissed in a McDonald's bag. Was the bus full when you pissed in a McDonald's bag?
No, it's empty.
So it was just you? And the driver.
Yeah, it was me, though.
And a McDonald's. Was it your McDonald's bag?
Yeah, it was my McDonald's bag.
You were just like a discarded.
I was embarrassed a bit, though, you know. But I had to get up and take it off the bus, I left it there.
Oh, you fucking horrible criminal.
But I paid my money, man, you know, I paid my taxes.
That's all right, didn't you? It's completely alright. Mate, you see some old fucking shit on the bus, you know, there.
really badly low.
Like, the smells are unbelievable.
I snogged an old lady once, haven't I?
This is like an episode of fucking some of porn. What this is?
No, not an old lady. She's about like.
Benji on the bus needs a piss. He pisses. The woman sees him. No, he gets the odd on the bus and he kisses her.
No, I've come back from the North Korean. Going to Castle Bromwich. His birds got on the bus. He's coming soon. Last time I was like, well, what are you doing? You know? Got a big piss of. I had it spelled for us. I don't know what you do. Matt's like, oh, you snuck the granny. I was like, no, Dad. He goes, yeah, you did. Luckily. You'd have, you know, the film camera things then.
There's Jimbo.
Jimbo. Where's Jimbo?
I just had a message saying Jimbo is there. I've seen it before, yeah. I've no idea who Jimbo is.
Jimbo. Where's Jimbo?
I don't know, any Jimbo?
Jeff.
What would Jack, Jimbo?
Sorry, listen. It's got a bit of random contact in it.
I don't know where. I don't know who Jimbo is.
You pause that out.
No, I'm still going.
Who. Tarzan Miss Collins Lou.
Is Jimbo. I don't know who that is. I can't think of any Jimbos or no. A good boy named of Jimbo.
Jimbo died the other day.
Jimbo died the other day, yeah. I'm surprised that was overshadowed by Stephen Hawkins.
Exactly, anyway. Fucking Bullseye. Bullseye was a fucking bigger than gaming.
Bullseye was bigger than the rest of the series. Black holes, fuck them.
For me,
red holes. Mate, 50s.
I can see a dartboard. Can't say black hole.
No, there you go.
I mean, what's happened to the fucking bully? You know, he's looking. But I could get fucking AIDS in there, isn't she?
I was talking to somebody the other day. In here. He was one of the regulars, and I can't remember who it was, but he was saying that he used to fucking work somewhere, and he used to end up. He used to just. Jim Bowen had a property on a railway line or something.
I believe he's one of the sick cases where Jim Bowen.
You reckon?
Yeah, from that decade, I believe.
I don't think he was a sex guy, so I reckon he was a bit like, I reckon a lot of the women, but I think he was like,
yeah, sordid, but probably and sinister. Yeah, probably what peed off that, but I bet he hit the bullseye a few times, yeah. So, man.
Did you see the fucking women used to be on the bullseye?
That's what I'm saying. But is that got, you might have got your wife, guess
me. No, I reckon he's gone one day, he's like, the show wrapped up and he's like, well, fuck off now, get away from me, I'm being fucking to the dressing room.
You got 3 deaths. Over 100, a bank your wife. Under, you get a speedboat. Tell you from Birmingham. There's all people from Birmingham and shit with a fucking speedboat, right? So being nowhere.
Some fucking shit on there,
boy. Nowhere near the water. You know what I mean?
Silver fucking.
VCR.
Silver plates and fucking.
Top loaded VCRs and stuff.
I'm actually going to find out some bullseye prizes while I'm here. And we'll see. What was the bollocks?
While you're down, I'm going to look up some music, like prizes.
Right, speedboat.
Speedboat.
Caravan.
Caravan.
Do
you want a caravan?
It's like a 9-inch... fucking TV.
A 9-inch TV?
9-inch TV.
What the fuck, you
know? A mini metro. A larder. A washing machine.
A washing machine. And I bet that's not one of them top loaded things.
No, it looks like a fucking shitty washing machine. A mantelpiece clock. A gold mantelpiece clock with a vase.
I'd throw that back at the moment.
Chest of a nest of 3 shitty tables.
And we just want to go underneath each other. It's like a fucking spider.
Yeah, look there. Suitcases.
Top of the range holiday luggage.
Yeah, man. Look, morning coffee maker with a little clock in here. A calculator.
Calculator? Imagine winning a calculator.
Travelling all that way. And you win a calculator.
And body star prize.
A gravy boat.
A gravy boat.
Fucking hell, man. These are fucking... Is that a phone? There's a phone. Like an old 80s phone. It's all see-through. You can see all the wires on it.
It floats on the water. Look, he's got a little boat underneath it. See? Look. Inflatable.
Fucking inflatable phone.
Inflatable phone. Take it in the bath. Call someone while you're fucking washing your cock.
My, these are fucking horrible prizes, are they? A Seishu personal stereo radio cassette player. Mate, these are fucking horrible, horrible prizes. That calculator's gonna be the worst.
Imagine though, you know when you win that on it.
Knitting set?
Knitting set.
Knitting set, man.
You know, it's mostly blokes that went on there as well, are you?
Where do you... What do you do with them prizes? Like, no, where did you get it? Where do you reckon they got them from?
I don't know.
Car boots, man.
You went on like a partnership, so I'd like to do the questions.
And I'll do the...
And you did the dice, and you go, who's doing the questions? Who's doing the dice? I go, Ryan's doing the dice, I'm doing the questions. But imagine if you fucked up. But you leave, you go, you fucked it up.
Yeah, I bet there's loads of fucking uproar like for me.
And I speak to you again. My one chance on both ends, fucking. You really did.
I bet there was fucking 4 days from now.
No, I mean, well, you got back home, you were a speed boss.
You know what would have been the worst for that situation? Family fortunes. Because you're on Family Fortunes, right? And you was like serious about it, but your fucking auntie was a fucking bit of a dickhead.
Yeah, you bit your cousin or some shit. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? She come up with a shitty answer just for a fucking bit of a laugh, and you was taking this. I'd be fucking vexed.
You'd be like, what's brown? What's black? And
what's brown and what's black? We asked the survey. What's brown?
What's black? It goes in the hole. Someone goes, bitch's penis.
You're back to this fucking porn up stage again, are you?
No, sorry about
you're going back to fucking dirty bench.
I'll just say VCR. Tape.
Yeah, same thinking there.
VCR tape.
Thinking on your feet.
Oh, it's thinking on my feet or something there.
Hey! We asked 100 people, if you walk into a pub, what would you ask for? And you'd say,
can I have a pint, please?
Can I have a pint, please? And then your auntie would say something stupid like,
well, don't have a shit, doesn't
it? Can I have a shit? No one's ever been in the pub to me and asked me if they can go for a shit.
Might as well sneak off and do it, but I'll go. Have you got a cricket on tonight?
We asked a survey of 100 people. You walk into a pub, what do you ask for? Ding! Keep at the races on one telly. Keep on racing your car on the other telly. Go sporting news on the one, please. I fucking hate horse racing on the tellys, man. Drives me mad, bro.
I'm me as well, man.
People, like, just, the lives revolve around it, man, don't they?
Weirdos.
Like, every day they've got to watch the horses, wouldn't they?
Horrible. Fucking, and poor horses, like, I mean, they don't get the fucking...
I reckon it's like a generation thing. It can't be, can it? Because it's... Do you know what I mean? When us are in, like, 60, where are you going to be asking for at the races on the TV? I don't want to be seeing that shit, do you?
Nah, well, I'll be there. You're going to pick your ass, isn't it? Fucking hell. No, that's fair. A lot of things are diet though. So,
pubs are probably diet, to be fair.
Pubs are probably diet though. Crib and all that corn shit.
Well, crib and fucking.
Backgammon.
Shit like that's fucking out the picture anyway. Backgammon. You've only got them in like social clubs, isn't there? Yeah?
Horrible. Don't play that crap. Fuck that. I spiced one game. I can never remember what it's called for life, you know. But we got like heart. You got all symbols like off the cards and stuff. We got a little dice in. And that's the best on what you think the dice can land on.
Where can the dice land on?
Man, look, the symbols, got symbols on dice.
Oh, right, okay.
You've got like, the mat, like, you've got hearts, got all stuff off a card.
Mm.
And the dice has got all the symbols on. So you bet on what you think you can land on. If you win, you win good money. But you know, it's very rare.
What game's that then?
I can't remember what it's called, man. He's fighting the gamblers. Because gamblers, my dad was a kid, look.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And I can say, oh, can I play? He's like, nah, nah. And when he's like playing, he's thinking, I've got to see Garvin play.
Things like those old gambling houses, you don't see them anymore, yeah?
Nah. He's like a proper.
Fag houses as well.
Fag houses. Yeah, fag houses. Get in the fag houses and get us 20 fags. Yeah.
I know someone who's
fag houses.
There used to be one up, when I was a kid, there used to be a, like a block of flats, and we used to knock on his window.
Mm-hmm.
He used to open the window and fucking sell us fags at the window.
My mum wrote me a note going, give my son 20 fags.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And, you know what I mean? It better be for your mum. But, like, I don't write like a woman. No, I never said that.
Come on, I'm only three. Things have changed over the years.
Yeah.
Honest to God. Honest to God, man. Just like fucking. But when I was a kid, when I was growing up and I was dossing about and up to no good and doing all sorts of shit like. We never even realised what danger was like. We used to be in people's flats and. Fucking and shit like that, and you don't know, I think in the market, like, you never, I'll go fucking insane. But when we was kids, we used to go into people's flats and strangers and fucking do all sorts of fucking shit, get up to all sorts of shit like.
Mate, I did was an adult, didn't I? Remember that fucking mad Russian wrestler? That fucking.
Oh, that rings a bell, that does,
yeah. Yeah, Sean bumped me in it, you know?
Yeah, fucking hell, yeah. Tell that story, we'll go for the police.
Well, I was like, offered that food, a drink, like, with. Some of the people wave. I said, yeah, no worries. So went out, met a skeezer. I said, where's everybody else? I said, oh, yeah, they're coming, they're gonna be here soon. I said, yeah, same. So we had a drink, blah, blah, blah. Next thing I was like, when's everybody else coming? He said, don't worry, they're on the way. Da-da-da-da. So he's like chatting away, chatting some bullshit. And then I was like thinking, fucking on board of what I'm going on.
He was an Olympic wrestler also, or?
Yeah, he was an Olympic wrestler, like, from his country or whatever, like. Well, I thought, yeah, well, a lot of bullshit. So the next thing I was like, fuck it, I'm going on. He's like, no, 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 come on. And I'm like, why this time? I had a few beers. He goes, just come to mine, I got some vodka, have a drink back. I was like, I thought, yeah, fuck it, man, so I've got nothing else to do. So I got back to his flat, like, got in there, proper shit all. No furniture, fuck all. All they had was Kinder Egg toys and shit on his telly and his shelves. Like his ornaments. I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck has Kinder Egg toys, his ornaments? What a fucking blood clot, you know what I mean? Oh, I got up, stop in there. Getting up from like a drink in some dirty ass glass. I was like, I gotta go. He's like, mate, you can stop here, nuts. I was like, looked around. All they had was one mattress on the floor. I thought, where the fuck am I gonna sleep in? He, like, pointed at the mattress. I was like, nah, mate, I'm gonna go. And he's like, no, you stay. And grabbed my arm, like, gripped it up. I was like, mate, I'm going. Let go of my arm. He's like, no, I said you stay. I was like, I ain't being funny, mate. You don't let go of my arm, kicking off. So let go of my arm. I was like, tried to get a door there. He's like, are you trying to stop me? I was like,
fucking hell, man, look how hostile it is.
Yeah, man. He's proper fucking crazy. I was like, mate, I was like, I'm fucking doing harm. Fuck this. I said, yo, fuck this, yeah, I'm going. You know what I mean? And then, like, when I was going out the door, he's like, I'll walk with you. I was like, you know, looking back at his points, he's saying, I'm all right, man, I'm a big boy, I can walk myself. He's like, and he's like, he's still trying to, I was just like, I thought, you know, and then kids and men like, get the fuck out of here, like, as quick as I can.
What was he doing? Because he was fucking, like.
Yeah, like, dropping my drink and, like, you know what I mean? Fucking rent me bum all, you know what I mean?
What did you tell anyone if you didn't know?
I don't think I was, it's fair. I just cried.
Would you make up a story, like, and pretend you just got out of there?
I'd cry, like, for a few days.
Would you just make up a story and pretend you just got out of there, like?
Nah, I wouldn't say, I'd murder him. I'll go back.
So if he like, drugged you and then bummed you, would you tell the story, like, that you just got out of there?
I shouldn't say it on record, because
that's what you're doing there.
Nah, but But I would have gone back and just waited for him to come out.
And then bummed him.
Since his father's from, you know, man. That's how I wouldn't have made the noise. I'd have tortured the bastard, look. Because that was, he's horrible. He's horrible, man. I said, not run away, but I said, get away, look, you know what I mean? And then I seen him, like, when I seen him at work, one of the other guys said to me, oh, you don't know, he's like, gay. And I think, and I got nothing against gays. But as I said, yeah, he's a gay. And then when she saw this video, I said, whoa. I was like, heck, I've never told me this shit, man. You know what I mean? Could have been me, you know what I mean? Could have been fucking.
That could have been us doing that lovely thing.
You know what I mean? Olympic wrestler, fucking. Oh, madame, give me a fucking camel coach. Give me fucking.
He could have, like, put his dick in your ass and then camel coach you.
One, two, three. There.
And there's no way you'd have tapped out of it, would you?
Mate.
You'd have let it happen. Would you let it happen?
I've been praying for more to come down and fucking use ghosts. His ghost would be rocking around tonight. You know what I mean?
His ghost?
Wasn't warrior.
Ultimate Warrior's, you'd be praying. If you was going to get right by a Russian man, you'd pray for Ultimate Warrior's ghost to come and save you.
Yeah, that means he's coming in. So, right, fair.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, he'd be the last person I'd. Well, actually, yeah, because I'm worried they're done, but. There's probably more people, more. Could let me out better than him, look.
Right? I need other people, do you reckon he, It's like Jeffrey Dahmer, man, Jeffrey Dahmer. He's got other people into his fucking
class. He's all like.
But he's the problem with some, like, fucking fathers.
Yeah, all on black labs and that, man. Fucking chopping heads of them, fucking the heads and stuff, man.
You could have been one of them, man.
The fucking cocking me here all stuff, like,
man. You could have killed you and put your own dick in your own mouth.
Definitely one of you as well, man. But I was away selling out there, bro.
So you did stay there then?
Did a fuck, man. I fucking went away like a fucking fast and furious bastard.
A fast and furious bastard.
That's proper mad, man. Horrible. Who the fuck likes Kinder Egg toys for ornaments, man? You know what I'm saying?
Sexual deviants? Sexual Russian rapists.
Rotten. They're very. That's how many mad scenarios with them. Peep theory. Explain to everybody about the Lion King CD.
Oh, fucking hell, man, that was fucking. Well, Lion King, that was Beauty and the Beast. Fucking hell, man, that was horrible, that was. I was fucking where we used to work, and I just finished the shift. And I used to walk down the road, and then study the bus. I used to catch the bus into Warsaw, and then the bus back home. And I walked all the way into to the bus station, or the bus stop. It was just about fucking 5 minute walk from work. And a car pulled up, and there was a Polish bloke in the front, a Polish woman in the back. No, a Polish woman in the back, a Polish man in the front, another Polish woman in the front. And he leant out, and at the time I was living in a place called Alexander Road, and he went in the window there, and he said, Alexander Road? And I had no idea who it was, I'm assuming, well, gathered he worked at Biffa, where we used to work. And like a dickhead, so I wanted to get out. I went, yeah. And he said, okay, jump in. And I jumped in that fucking car bench. I was in the back, behind the passenger seat. And he looked at me through the mirror. He said, you like music? And I said, yeah. And he played the fucking Beauty and the Beast soundtrack. He started the fucking soundtrack on CD. And he sat there, and he kept fucking staring at my eyes through the mirror. And I have no idea who this fucker, and I don't know who any of them was. And the woman who was sitting next to me in the back, she just had her head down, and she's fucking oblivious to everything. And they was proper looking at me for, like, approval.
See, I've been watching, but, well, I was,
Taylor's oldest time. Well, it starts off with this mad fucking, like, orchestral piece.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, what the fuck have they got here?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember, I filmed it? Yeah. I got my phone out on the slide, and I started filming towards my face in shock of what actually fucking was giving
me. I remember, mate.
You know what's really bad about that? We hit every fucking traffic light and every bit of traffic on the way home, and it took fucking ages and ages to get home, and it was, like, nearly the full album we had to listen to. It was fucking incredible. I've never, ever experienced anything like it in my life. And hopefully I'll never have to again. But I'll never jump into a fucking stranger's fucking car. Ever again.
Sorry, mate. I'm on that guy, though. Growing his ass, didn't I?
Was that the same one? I was fucking down now. I was doing this today. Even to this day. But I've done it before, I've done it here. There's when I first started working here, I was fucking waiting for the bus in fucking Bakedale to come to work, and a fucking car pulled past, and he pulled up by the bus station, and there's a bald boy with glasses, sunglasses on, and he said to me, he says, are you going to work? And I went, yeah. He said, you're the tapper, yeah? He went, yeah. He said, jump in, and I'm glad he got in the car with him, and he drove me all the way to fucking work. And I sat in the car with him, talking to him, and I had no idea who it fucking was, and I had to, like, make conversation, and pretend I knew who he was, like. Yeah. Just so I could get a lift to work, and I had no idea who the fucking was.
The fact, I've done it. I got in the car, he's like, wait for me. As soon as I started driving, it was quiet. He was like, press paint. Or it was, do, 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 do. Like, ding, ding.
Jack off.
Ding. And I was like, proper wrecked. And he was like, making me feel sick. Like, you know, like, wrecking me. I was like, turn it off, turn it off. Because he's like, morning, moon, get a boot at this. I forget. Like, stop, man.
I just want to get on the bus now.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, get in the car. And he's like, looking at me and like, doing the head movements to the beat. I was like, get off! I didn't say anything.
Mind fucking, ain't
yeah, you? Mind fucking. And I'm like, he's just like, turn and go, and I'm on. That was dead on the words, and I was thinking, oh my God, get me out of the car. I don't know Jesus too, so you know what I'm saying? I just want to get home. You know what I mean? Horrible. And the bass like, doo, 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 doo.
I found myself in some situations right. In my life.
Fucking hell, man.
Like, where I drove. I went to fucking midnight mass once. I was fucking smashed out my face.
Midnight mass?
And I thought it was a good idea to go to church to midnight mass on Christmas Eve. Fucking, that was fucking insane.
Midnight mass?
Went for fucking, you know, the blood of Christ, the body of Christ and that.
Oh, the wine, isn't
it? I fucking went up for that and everything. I was fucking wrecked. I was like, I've come back, and I was just laughing. I was like, Sam, guess where I've been? So, you want me up, where have you been? I went to church. Like, what? Christmas Eve, man.
To be honest, I've never done that, because I was going to the... I'm like, yo.
Another fucking mad situation. I ain't going to go into the details, but fucking... I got invited to somebody who went to his funeral. You remember that? Fucking... Last year. I got invited to somebody in his funeral. One of my customers... Out of respect, I said I'd go, and I ended up in a room with him lying in state in a fucking coffin, just me and him.
What was that?
That was fucking. I've never seen a dead body before, and if you're not that, it fucking fucking. What the fuck am I doing here? Do you know what I mean?
I was asked the DJ drum and bass. Someone's awake. I mean, you know. And I was like, nah, you know, I can't do it. Like, and then they're like, come on. And I was like, nah, come on. I mean, again, I took like a tape, like a CD player, or a little CD player.
Yeah.
Swapping the CDs, and I was my DJ. I was like, pay two, I was like, sorry, you don't know what I'm doing here, but it's keeping like track seven.
Business.
Track seven, press play, and I was like, hey, got, so I was like, yeah, back to track four. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's when we press the top and the lift comes.
Yeah.
Top loading things. I was like, oh, I ain't got this track, I ain't got that track. I was like, what the fuck, man? I got a little carry bag with fucking 5 CDs in me. I was like, I ain't chubby beans.
Mad as fuck.
And then, like, just like, I was like, in the end, I was like, fuck this. I was like, put the CD in, put it on repeat, and just escaped.
Right then, Benj. We're gonna
wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
Actually, you know, I got this song right here.
What song do you want at the end of the bench?
I want a Crackling Mousy.
Crackling Mousy? What the fuck's that?
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, Crackling Mousy.
Crackling Mousy, milk man.
Right, then we'll leave you on Neil Diamond. See you later!
Au revoir.
Right.
Bonjour now.
This is Talking Shit with Boz and Benj, but this time we are a bit fucking pissed.
Vardy and free.
So God knows what's going to happen now. Me and Benji sitting here. It's Thursday evening. We've had a few beers, have we?
Yeah. I'm just going to say to the viewers, I do.
Viewers? No one's doing it here.
The listeners.
The listeners.
Oh, they might be looking at the phone while they're listening, so...
No, I don't think so.
Viewing and listening. Listening.
Listeners.
Listeners.
Benji's listeners.
Yeah, so, but, like I said, warning, not for the swearing shit, for my mumbling.
Yeah, because Benji has a, good words, mate. When Benji's had a drink, he can't understand what he says.
And when I talk normal, you still can't understand.
You can't understand what he says.
So, anyway, I'd like to fire things off. While we're talking about ghosts.
Ghosts, that was.
I can spell it G-H-O-S-T.
Right. Because, obviously the first thing I'm going to say is because the building we're in, right, and the experiences I've had here, and heard and seen here, this building, between the people who used to work here before, the old management and the old staff and that, we used to say and believe there was a ghost here called Fred. No, it's true, man. The gaffer before me, the gaffer before him, she actually claimed that she went into the cellar once and she saw a bloke in denim top with a ponytail standing in the cellar.
Patrick Swayze.
Fuck it, I know anything as his ghost. No, but I don't know how true that is, and obviously you can only go off what other people had. This room we're actually sitting in there, the previous gaffer, this used to be his flat. And he said he used to hear things in the kitchen, which is right next door to us. Me personally, since I've been here, I've seen flickering lights, I've heard noises, I mean, fucking stupid noises. Hand dryers going off. Was you there working? Did you want to have that, we was going to have a paranormal team come in?
I have heard a bit, and I didn't know about that situation. But, if I was a ghost, I would do crazy shit.
I the window. Interrupted by fucking Tony Hawk's fucking Pro Skater 3. Just Benji reaching for the window. Now he's got a... for the listeners, Benji's now attempting to stand on a chair to shut the fucking lock.
And also for the listeners...
Listeners.
Wilson's full of fucking Durangos.
It always has been.
Anyway, go back to my local scenario. If I was a ghost, I'd do some crazy shit, man. I wouldn't have fucking androids. I'd be like...
Why am I not ghost of dinosaurs?
Exactly, you know what I mean? T-Rex. A small arm trying to fill your fucking back and stuff.
Mind you, I don't think Britain was fucking known for having fucking dinosaurs. I mean, Britain obviously weren't Britain at the time. It was all joined together in that.
We've got a British bulldog.
British bulldog?
We've got a British T-Rex or something. Mm.
British bulldog. Right. I believe there's fucking, like, a plane that you go across. And you don't actually go into, like, a fucking... the same world, but it's fucking you're a ghost, and you go, no one can see me.
A dimension.
I reckon it's like a dimension. And like, we are possibly seen as ghosts in their dimension, maybe.
It could be. But, people will say, oh, there's a ghost in the stairs, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a ghost walk up in the stairs. And at what point does someone go, hey, you're dead now. I'm gonna appoint you to haunt the stairs.
Because there's people believe, though, spirits believe that ghosts who do that sort of thing, it's because they're reenacting things that happen in their life. It's how, like, they just come back just to walk up and down fucking stairs all day. It's like Mr. Motivator. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So, at what point in life did they think, walk up and down stairs?
Well, maybe it's just a building, I mean, and things that they're doing.
This is. I don't sound like a pervert, but I would be haunting the fucking women's share room or some shit.
Yeah, but what about you can't see? That's what I'm saying. If you're on a different plane, you can't see what's going on in this plane. So, you know what I mean?
I suppose that's true.
So you can say, yeah, I want to go in the women's bathroom, but fucking, if you can't see what's going on there, because it's just a different room in a different dimension.
Where are the hand dryers coming on?
Maybe it's people walking past them, or fucking signs or whatever.
Or a pistol.
Yeah, drawing lines, that's a piece.
Ghost piece.
Ghost piece, yeah. So there's always shit all over the fucking toilets in the minute.
No ghost shits.
Ghost shits.
One my hand, stretch my body.
I think I'd have to, I'd want to come back and visit. But I wouldn't just come back and just do nothing. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Or just come back and just go, fucking turn the light off.
I'd be a bastard. I'd be like the reverse of Casper the Friendly Ghost. I'd be Benjamin.
What the fucking reverse of Casper the Friendly Ghost? Was it fucking three other fucking ghosts, were they? Stretch, fat, so and fucking stinky. That was the opposite of Casper. That was your fucking point of Casper the fucking Friendly Ghost.
I'd be all three of them sort of stinky, you know what I mean?
What, you will be Bill? What?
I'll be all three of them at service thinking. I'll be that fat soul.
Right, here's the first example after 6.5 minutes where you can't understand what Benji said, because I couldn't understand it then. So what did you say?
I'll be all three of them except for Stinky.
You'll be all three of them except for Stinky?
Yeah, I'll be like Unfriendly, Casper.
But you're Stinky now.
Beautifully Stinky.
Beautifully Stinky.
Beautifully Stinky. Angio, stretchy and fatty.
But look, ghosts aren't buildings. I mean, this building we've got here, this was never like living quarters. It was built for work reasons, offices and shit.
True that.
So, would you go back to place your fucking work? You know what I mean? It's like us. We would go back and fucking haunt the resort in the fucking, be fair.
To be fair, I would.
Yeah.
Naturally, I would.
Walking
around
the street, no one's
office,
moving fucking staplers.
But, where the animal goes, if I was an animal, I'd be more interested in humans. I'd be like, yo, feed me fucking pedigree chum every day. I'm gonna fucking fuck your life up, man. I'm gonna say it.
Feed me pedigree chum every day, I'm gonna fuck your life.
I don't know, beef and rabbit or whatever you want.
What do you want about animals for?
Because I should be ghosts too, really, I mean.
You wouldn't be an animal, would you?
You know what I'm saying? If we got ghosts, we had animal ghosts. Could be a fucking... could be like a giraffe in the fucking bathroom, checking the fucking heaters and stuff.
Fucking giraffe in the bathroom.
You never know, like, goldfish.
I don't think there's fucking ghosts of goldfish.
You fed me too much. Couldn't breathe in the water.
I don't know, it's a fucking mad subject, are you?
It is, man.
Because you're fucking...
In your life, please don't arrest me. Anyone listening? I did murder my goldfish by accident. I fed too much fucking food.
To be fair, though, I had a hamster when I had my first flat and I left him in the fucking flat when I moved out.
With pirates and stuff.
So he's a fucking horrible little bastard he was. I mean, that's no excuse, like. Fucking he's like fucking end up sitting on top of the cage and like, hey, the fuck's he got the cage? The doors are shut, like, and
well, pimping and shit, look.
Pimping?
Look at me, I can do what I want. I can do what I want.
Yeah, that's why I left him there as a dog. Yeah. Pimping hamster.
You think you're so good, you look after yourself, you little bastard.
Yeah, tried it on me.
Tried it on me, yeah.
Not sexually.
But it's that fucking Kevin the Gerbil.
Yeah, kicking off.
Hamster love. Cheese and ham.
Fucking hated that hamster. He's a fucking prick, to be fair.
To be fair, I hate hamsters now. My sister had one, he bit me.
I don't know what possessed me to buy one at the time. I think maybe it's because I was young and I never had a pet. I got my first place and thought, oh, get a pet now.
The hamster. Massive head. Rottweilers, man.
You had Rottweilers?
Rottweilers, man. First one's called Petra.
Petrol?
Petra.
Petra?
You're from the Thundercats, though.
When did you have Rottweilers?
I remember Rottweilers. I had two. You didn't say the one, like,
she died. I saw none of them.
Major is the one. Proper big bastard, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can look over the wall and everything, and it's proper beast.
Over the wall?
Look, my arm's there, it's that big, massive wall. You can look over
the wall's like fucking 9 foot.
You can look over it, mate. Massive.
What fucking dogs have you got? They're fucking Hagrid.
Yeah, it's a car far station, mate. It's massive. Yes. But then they babbled up the mum. It's horrible.
Fucking hell, man. Benji Hagrid fucking Warriors.
Yeah, it's a beast, though. Well, the first one called Petra from the Thundercats. And Petra from the Thundercats.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm there for that, though.
Fucking hell. Right, you fucking said something about fucking getting hard ons on buses, Benji.
Yeah, it's a fair. I didn't mean to go down this road. But, yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Did you, what do you mean, every time he was on a bus, you got an order?
I'm sitting there, like, fucking, I'm like,
stupid. Yeah,
the bus is going along.
You want to send the bus?
You want to spawn this? Yeah. You think you're at the pump-pump? And then, my stomach come out, like, shit, gotta get up. Then, like, you know.
And that happened every time he was on the bus?
Yeah, loads of times. Loads of times. I'd be like, fuck, yeah.
So how old was you at this point, Mike?
I was an adult. Ish, but. I don't know.
So, what about these, when there's like school kids down there? You used to get out on
them? No. No, I mean.
When the old ones go to the shopping and you used to sit there and get out on.
Yeah, that's happened when the bus been full stuff, you know what I mean?
What the fuck? That's fucked up, that is.
I just wondered, I was thinking about. Fuck it, it's off your own. I'm like, oh shit, I've got to get the buzz in. I thought like fucking took it under my belt. Sometimes they would have time, so I have to get up and be like poking out, like, you know, thinking. Yo,
did you have a bus when I was on the bus, Benz?
Nah, man.
I bet you did there.
Nah, right. But the one time I really needed a piss bad, I had a McDonald's. I thought, fuck it out, that's pissing. This is not the McDonald's bag. I don't realize.
You're a fucking dirty bus pervert, are you? Getting hard on to the buses and pissing in McDonald's bags.
I don't realize I was baby, just like, straight through the bag.
Oh, fucking hell.
And I just got up and moved seats.
You're one of these fucking horrible criminals, are you? That don't grow much in there.
It's miles away from the bus stop. It's right at night. What am I going to do, man? I'm going to walk back from Birmingham.
Hold your peace, man, till you get into a reasonable situation.
I was on the bus all day, though, from work, I mean. The long journey. But the thing is, I'd be back.
Fucking hell.
No, I got robbed on the bus as well, so it's like swings and roundabouts, eh? You know what I mean?
Maybe that's where you got an hard on, because there's blokes trying to fucking steal stuff off you, and you got a fucking hard on, right?
Well, it's like an hard for you, like, thinking, man, you know what I mean? I have to laugh about it now, right? You know what I mean?
That's fucking horrible.
Fuck off.
That is horrible.
You've got awkward fucking.
Not on like every time I go on the bus, and I'm pissing back down.
Over situation, you know, got like an excited in an awkward scenario. Come on, all right.
No.
Fuck off, I
don't know. No, fucking, I've got to think of a situation I've ever been in where I've done that. Or pissed in a McDonald's bag. Was the bus full when you pissed in a McDonald's bag?
No, it's empty.
So it was just you. And the driver.
Yeah, it was me, though.
And a McDonald's. Was it your McDonald's bag?
Yeah, it was my McDonald's bag.
You were just like a discarded.
I was embarrassed about it, though, you know. But I had to get up and take it off the bus, I left it there.
Oh, you fucking horrible criminal.
But I paid my money, man, you know, I paid my taxis.
That's alright, then, ain't it? It's completely alright. Mate, you see some white fucking shit on the bus, you there?
Really badly, though.
Like, the smells are unbelievable.
I snogged an old lady once on there.
This is like an episode of fucking some of porn. What this is?
No, not an old lady. She's about like.
Benji on the bus needs a piss. He pisses. The woman sees him. Yeah, no, he gets the odd on the bus and he kisses her.
No, I've come back from Norcombe. Going there, Castle Bromwich. His birds got on the bus. He's come to me. Last time I was like, whoa, what are you doing? But got a big piss up. I had it snogged first. I don't know what you do. Mate, I was like, oh, you snogged the granny. I was like, no, Dagus, yeah, you did. Luckily, you'd have you know, the film camera things then.
There's Jimbo.
Jimbo. Who's Jimbo?
I just had a message saying Jimbo is there. I've seen it before, yeah. I have no idea who Jimbo is.
Jimbo. What's Jimbo?
I don't know, any Jimbo?
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, it's Jimbo.
Sorry, listen. Just got a bit of random contact in.
I don't know where... I don't know who Jimbo is.
You pause that in.
No, I'm still going.
Who... Tyler's music called into there.
Is Jimbo. I don't know who that is. I can't think of any Jimbos or no. A good boy named Jimbo.
Jimbo and I do there.
Jimbo and I do there, yeah. I'm surprised that was overshadowed by Stephen Hawkins.
Exactly, man. Right. Fucking Bullseye. Bullseye was a fucking bigger than game, man.
Bullseye was bigger than the rest of the series. Black holes, fuck them.
For me, yeah.
Red holes, mate, 50s.
I can see a dark board. I can't see a black hole.
No, there you go.
You know what I mean? What's happened to the fucking bully? You know, he's looking. But I could get fucking eaten now, isn't she?
I was talking to somebody the other day. In here. It was one of the regulars, and I can't remember who it was, but he was saying that he used to fucking work somewhere, and he used to Jim Bowen had a property on a railway line or something.
I believe he's one of the cases where Jim Bowen.
You reckon?
Yeah, from that decade, I believe.
I don't think he was a sex case. I reckon he was a bit like, I reckon a lot of the women, but I don't think he was like,
yeah, sordid and sinister. Yeah, he probably was, peed off that, but I bet he hit the balls there a few times, I mean.
Did you see that fucking movie used to be on the Bullseye?
That's what I'm saying. But is that got... You might have got your wife. Yes.
No, I reckon he's gone one day, he's like... The show wrapped up and he's like, oh, fuck off now, get away from me, I'm going fucking to the dressing room.
You got 3 deaths. Over 100. A bank your wife. Under, you get a speedboat. Tell you from Birmingham. There's all people from Birmingham, she wouldn't fucking speak, but right. So being nowhere.
Some fucking shit on there,
what? Nowhere near the water. You know what I mean?
Silver fucking.
VCR.
Silver plates and fucking.
Top loaded VCRs and stuff.
I'm actually gonna find out some Bullseye prizes while I'm here. And we'll see. What was the bollocks?
While you're down, I'm going to look at some music, like prizes.
Right, speedboat.
Speedboat.
Caravan.
Caravan.
Do
you want a caravan?
It's like a 9-inch fucking TV.
A 9-inch TV?
9-inch TV.
The fuck, yeah.
A mini metro. A larder. A washing machine.
And I bet that's not one of them top loaded things.
No, it looks like a fucking shitty washing machine. A mantelpiece clock. A gold mantelpiece clock with a vase.
I'd throw that back at the mould.
Chest of a nest of 3 shitty tables.
Nobody wants to go underneath each other. It's like a fucking spider.
Yeah, look there. Suitcases.
Top of the range holiday luggage.
Yeah, man. Look, morning coffee maker with a little clock in it. A calculator. Calculator. Imagine winning a calculator. Travelling all that way. And you win a calculator.
And body star prize.
A gravy boat.
A gravy boat.
Fucking hell, man. These are fucking... That phone? There's a phone, like an old 80s phone, it's like see-through. You can see all the wires
on
it.
It floats on the water. Look, he's got a little boat underneath it, see? Look, inflatable.
Fucking inflatable phone.
Inflatable phone. Take it in the bath. Cut someone while you're fucking washing your cock.
My, these are fucking horrible prizes, are they? a Seishu personal stereo radio cassette player. Mate, these are fucking horrible, horrible prizes. That calculator's gonna be the worst.
Imagine though, you know when you win that on it.
Knitting set?
Knitting set.
Knitting set, man.
You know, there's mostly blokes that went on there as well, are you?
What do you do with them prizes? Like, no, where do you reckon they got them from?
I don't know.
Boots, man.
You went on like a partnership, so I'd like to do the questions.
And I'll do the.
And you did a dice, and you go, who's doing the questions? Who's doing the dice? I go, Ryan's doing the dice, I'm doing the questions. But imagine if you fucked up, but you leave, you go, you fucked it up.
Yeah, I bet there's loads of fucking uproar like for me.
And I speak to you again. My one chance on balls, ain't you fucking? You really did.
I bet there's 4 days from now.
No, I mean, when you got back home, you were a speed boss.
You know what would have been the worst for that situation? Family fortunes. Because you were on Family Fortunes, right? And you was like serious about it, but your fucking auntie was a fucking bit of a dickhead.
Yeah, you bit your cousin or some shit. You
know what I mean? She came up with a shitty answer just for a fucking bit of a laugh, and he was taking this. I'd be fucking vexed.
You'd be like, what's brown? What's black?
What's brown and what's black? We asked the survey. What's brown?
What's black? It goes in the hole. Someone goes, bitch's penis.
You're back to this fucking porn up stage again, aren't you?
No, sorry about.
You're going back to fucking dirty bench.
I'll just say VCR. Tape.
Yeah, I see him thinking there. Video tape. Thinking on your feet.
Oh, it's looking at my feet or something like that.
We asked 100 people, if you walk into a pub, what would you ask for? And you'd say,
can I have a pint, please?
Can I have a pint, please? And then your auntie would say something stupid like,
well, don't shit, doesn't
it? Can I have a shit? No one's ever been in the pub to me and asked me if they can go for a shit.
Might as well sneak off and do it, but I'll go. I'll get a cricket on tonight.
We asked a survey of 100 people. You walk into a pub, what do you ask for? Ding! Keep at the races on one telly. Keep on racing your car on the other telly. Go sports news on the one, please. I fucking hate horse racing on the telly, man. Drives me mad, bro.
I miss that, man. Fine.
People don't just. The lives revolve around it, man, do they?
Weirdos.
Like every day they've got to watch the horses, wouldn't they?
Horrible. Fucking and poor horses, like, I don't know, they don't get the fucking.
Do you reckon it's like a generation thing? It can't be, can it? Because it's. Do you know what I mean? When we're swimming like 60, where are you going to be asking for at the races on the TV? I don't want to be seeing that shit, do you?
Nah, well, I believe. You're going to pick a race, isn't fucking hell. No, that's fair. A lot of things are diet though. So,
pubs are probably diet, to be fair.
Pubs are probably diet though. Crib and all that corn shit.
Well, crib and fucking.
Backgammon.
Shit like that's fucking out the picture back anyway. You've only got them in like social clubs, isn't there? Yeah?
Horrible. Don't play like that. Fuck that. I spiced one game. I can never remember what it's called, full life, you know. But we got like cart. You got all symbols like off the cards and stuff. We got a little dice in. And that's the best on what you think the dice can land on.
Where can the dice land on?
Man, look, the symbols, got symbols on dice.
Oh, right, okay.
You got like the mat, like, you got hearts, got all stuff off the card.
Mm.
And the dice has got all the symbols on. So you bet on what you think can land on. Mm. If you win, you win good money. But, you know, it's very rare to bet.
What game's that then?
I can't remember what it's called, man. It's played in the gamblers, because gamblers, my dad was a kid, look. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm not going to say, oh, can I play? He's like, nah. And when he's like playing, he's thinking of a duck stick off and play.
Things like those old gambling houses, you don't see them anymore, do you?
Nah. He's like a proper.
Fag houses as well.
Fag houses. Get around the fag house and get us 20 packs.
Yeah. I know someone who's. There used to be one up, when I was a kid, there used to be like a block of flats, and we used to knock on his window.
Mm-hmm.
He used to open the window and fucking sell us fags at the window.
My mum wrote me a note going, give my son 20 fags.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, it better be for your mum. But, like, I don't write like a woman. No, I never said that.
Come on, I'm only three. Things have changed over the years.
Yeah.
Honest to God. Honest to God, man. Just like fucking. But when I was a kid, when I was growing up and I was dossing the bears and up to no good and doing all sorts of shit like. We never even realised what danger was like. We used to be in people's flats and. Fucking and shit like that, and you don't know, I was thinking the market, like, I'll go fucking insane. But when we was kids, we used to go into people's flats and strangers and fucking do all sorts of fucking shit, get up to all sorts of shit like.
Mate, I did was an adult, didn't I? Remember that fucking mad Russian wrestler? That fucking.
Oh, rings a bell, that does, yeah.
Yeah, and bump me, like, you know?
Yeah, fucking hell, yeah. Tell that story, we'll go for a piece.
Well, I was like, offered that for a drink, like, with. Some of the people are wave. I was like, yeah, no worries. So I went out, met a skeezer. I said, where's everybody else? I said, oh, yeah, they're coming. They're going to be here soon. Like, yeah, Sam. So we had a drink, blah, blah, blah. Next thing I was like, when's everybody else coming? He said, don't worry, they're on the way. Da, 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 da. So he's like chatting away, chatting some bullshit. And then I was like thinking, fucking, I'm bored. I thought I'm going home.
It was
an
Olympic wrestler also, or?
Yeah, it was an Olympic wrestler, like, from his country or whatever, like. Well, I thought, yeah, well, a lot of bullshit. So the next thing, I was like, fuck it, I'm going home. He's like, no, come on. I'm like, why did someone have a few beers? He goes, just come to mine, I got some vodka, have a drink back. I was like, I thought, yeah, fuck it, man, so I've got nothing else to do. So I got back to his flat, like, got in there, proper shit all. No furniture, fuck all. All the other Kinder Egg toys and shit on his telly and his shelves. Look at the ornaments. It's like, what the fuck? Who the fuck has Kinder Egg toys as ornaments? What a fucking bloke, like, you know what I mean? Oh, cops up in there. Getting off from like a drink in some dirty ass glass. It's like, I gotta go. He's like, mate, you gotta stop bathing us. I was like, looked around. All he had was one mattress on the floor. I thought, where the fuck am I gonna sleep in? He, like, pointed at the mattress. I was like, nah, mate, I'm gonna go. He's like, no, you stay, and grab my arm, like, gripped it up. I was like, mate, I'm going. Let go of my arm. He's like, no, I say you stay. I was like, I ain't being funny, mate. You don't let go of my arm, kicking off. So he let go of my arm. I was like, tries to get a door there. He's like, no, try to stop me. I was like,
fucking hell, man, look how hostile that is.
Yeah, he's proper fucking crazy. I was like, mate, I was like, I'm fucking getting on. Fuck this. I said, like, yo, fuck this, yeah, I'm going. You know what I mean? And then, like, when I was going out the door, he's like, I'll walk with you. I was like, you know, looking back at his points, he's saying, I'm all right, man, I'm a big boy, I can walk myself. He's like, and he's like, he's all trying to, like, I was like, I thought, you know, and then get to me, like, get the fuck out of here, like, as quick as I can.
What was he doing? Because he was fucking, like...
Yeah, like, dropping my drink and that, like, you know what I mean? Fucking wrapped me bum all, you know what I mean? Fuck,
Was you telling anyone, if you didn't know?
I don't think I was, if I just cried.
Would you make up a story, like, and pretend you just got out of there?
I'd cry, like, for a few days.
Would you just make up a story and pretend you just got out of there, like?
No, I wouldn't say anything. I'd go, I'd murder him. I'll go back.
So if he like, drugged you and then bummed you, would you tell the story, like, that you just got out of there?
I shouldn't say it on record, because
that's what you're doing now.
No, but I would have gone back and just waited for him to come out.
And then bummed him.
Since his father was, you know, man. That's how I wouldn't have made the legs. I'd have tortured the bastard, like, because that was, he's horrible. He's horrible, man. I said, not run away, but I said, get away, like, you know what I mean? And then I seen him, like, when I seen him at work, one of the other guys said to me, oh, you don't know, he's like, gay. And I think, and I got nothing against gays. But he's like, said, yeah, he's a gay. And then when he saw this video, I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was like, heck, I'm not telling me this shit, man. I mean, could have been me, you know what I mean? Could have been fucking...
That could have been us doing that lovely...
You know what I mean? Olympic wrestler, fucking... Oh, my damn, give me a fucking camel coach. Give me fucking...
You could have, like, put his dick in your ass, and then camel coach you. Yeah?
One, two, three. There.
And there's no way you'd have tapped out of it, would you?
Mate.
You'd have let it happen, would you let it happen?
I've been praying for more to come down and fucking his ghost. His ghost would be rocking around to me. You know what I mean?
Who's his ghost?
I wasn't worrying.
Also, you'd be praying. If you was going to get right by a Russian man, you'd pray for Ultimate Warrior's ghost to come and save you.
Yeah, that music come in, he's like, so, to be fair.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, you'd be the last person I'd. Well, actually, yeah, because I said, more they've done, but. There's probably more people, more. Could help me out better than him, look.
You know? I need other people, do you reckon like Jeffrey Dahmer, man, Jeffrey Dahmer. He's the people in his fucking
pants. He's all that.
But he's the problem with some not fucking fathers.
Yeah, all on black lads and that, man. Fucking chopping heads off and fucking heads and stuff, man.
You could have been one of them, man.
The fucking cocking me and all stuff, like,
yeah, man. You could have children, put your own dick in your own mouth.
That's your money as well. But I was away selling out there. But...
So you did stay there then?
Did I fuck, man? I fucking went away like a fucking fast and furious bastard.
A fast and furious bastard.
That's proper mad, man. Horrible. Who the fuck likes Kinder Egg toys for ornaments, man? You know what I'm saying?
Sexual deviants. Clearly. Sexual Russian rapists.
Rotten. The favourite. That's how many mad scenarios with them. Peep theory. Explain to everybody about the Lion King CD.
Oh, fucking hell, man. That was fucking... Well, Lion King, that's Beauty and the Beast. Fucking hell, man, that was horrible, that was. I was fucking where we used to work, and I just finished the shift. And I used to walk, walk down the road, and then study bus. I used to catch the bus into Warsaw, and the bus back home. And I walked all the way into to the bus station, or the bus stop. It was just about fucking 5 minute walk from work. And a car pulled up, and there was a Polish bloke in the front, a Polish woman in the back. No, Polish woman in the back, Polish man in the front, another Polish woman in the front. And he leant out, and at the time I was living in a place called Alexander Road, and he went the window down, and he said, Alexander Road? And I had no idea who it was, I'm assuming, well, gathered he worked at the Biffa, where we used to work. And like a dickhead, so I wanted to get out, and I went, yeah. And he said, okay, jump in. And I jumped in that fucking car bench, I was in the back, behind the passenger seat. And he looked at me through the mirror. He said, you like music? And I said, yeah. And he played the fucking Beauty and the Beast soundtrack. He started the fucking soundtrack on CD. And he sat there and he kept fucking staring at my eyes through the mirror. And I had no idea who this fucking... No, I don't know who any of them was. And the woman who was sitting next to me in the back, she just had her head down and she's fucking oblivious to everything. And they was probably looking at me for, like, approval.
See, I've never watched it, but... Well, I was...
Well, it starts off with this mad, like, orchestral piece.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, what the fuck have they got here?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember, I filmed it? Yeah. I got my phone out on the slide and I started filming towards my face in shock of what actually fucking was giving me.
I remember, mate.
You know what was really bad about that? We hit every fucking traffic light and every bit of traffic on the way home and it took fucking ages and ages to get home. And it was, like, nearly the full album we had to listen to. It was fucking incredible. I've never, ever experienced anything like it in my life. And hopefully I'll never have to again. But I'll never jump into a fucking stranger's fucking car. Ever again.
Sorry, mate. I'm on that guy, though. Growing his ass, don't I?
Yeah. Was that the same one? I was fucking down now. Even to this day. But I've done it before. I've done it here. There was, when I first started working here, I was fucking waiting for the bus in fucking Beachdale to come to work, and a fucking car pulled past. And he pulled up by the bus station, and there was a bald guy with sunglasses on. And he said to me, he says, are you going to work? And I went, yeah. You see the tapper, yeah? He went, yeah. He said, jump in. And I'm glad he got in the car with him. And he drove me all the way to fucking work. And I sat in the car with him, talking to him. And I have no idea who it fucking was. And I had to, like, make conversation and pretend I knew who he was, like. Yes. Just so I could get a lift to work. And I had no idea who it fucking was.
To be fair, I've done it. I got in the car. I thought, wait for me. As soon as I started driving, it was quiet. I pressed where it was ding, ding,
jack off,
ding, and I thought, Papa wrecked him, and he was like, making me feel sick, like wrecking me, I said, turn it off, because he's like, Marty Moon, get the boot at this, I forget, the stop, man.
I just want to get on the bus now.
Yeah, I was like, get the car, and he's like, looking at me, and like, doing the head movements to the beat. I was like, turn it off. I didn't say anything.
Mind fucking.
And like, he's just like, turn on the door. Animal. That was dead on the words, and I was thinking, oh my god, get me out of the car. I don't know Jesus too, so you know what I'm saying? I just want to get home. You know what I mean?
Horrible.
And the bass are like, do, 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 do.
I found myself in some situations in my life.
Fucking hell, man.
No, where I went to fucking midnight mass once. I was fucking smashed out my face.
Midnight mass?
And I thought it was a good idea to go to church to midnight mass on Christmas Eve. Fucking, that was fucking insane.
Midnight mass?
I went for fucking, the blood of Christ, the body of Christ, and
all the wine issue.
I fucking went up for that and everything, I was fucking wrecked. I was like, I come back, I was just laughing. I was like, Sam, guess where I've been? So, you want me up, where you been? I went to church. Christmas Eve, man.
To be honest, I've never done that, because I'd have gone to the, I'd be like, yo.
Another fucking mad situation, I ain't going to go into the details, but fucking, I got invited to somebody you were on funeral. You remember that? Fucking, last year. I invited someone in our funeral, one of my customers. Out of respect, I said I'd go, and I ended up in a room with him lying in state in a fucking coffin, just me and him. I've never seen a dead body before or anything like that. It fucking fucking. What the fuck am I doing here? Do you know what I mean?
I was asked the DJ drum and bass. Someone's awake. I mean, you know. And I was like, nah, you know, I can't do it, like. And then I was all like, come on. And I was like, nah, come on. You know what I mean? And I took it like a tape, like a CD player, like, oh, a little CD player.
Yeah.
Swapping the CDs, and I was my DJ. I was like, Paddy, chill. I was like, sorry, you don't know what I'm doing here, but it's going to be like track 7.
Business.
Track 7, press play, and I was like, hey, got. So I was like, yeah. Back to track 4. You know what I mean? Yeah, so when we press the top and the lift comes, top loading things. And it's like, oh, I ain't got that track. I was like, what the fuck, man? I got a little carry bag with fucking 5 CDs in there. I was like, chubby beans.
Mad as fuck.
And then, like, I was like, in the end, I was like, fuck this. I was like, put the CD in, put it on repeater, and just escaped.
Right then, Benj, we're going to
wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
Actually, you know, I got this song there.
What song do you want at the end then, Benj?
I want a Crackling Mousey.
Crackling Mousey? What the fuck's that?
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, Crackling Mousey.
Crackling Mousey, milk man.
Right then, we'll leave you on Neil Diamond. See you later.